The CEO of Colonial Pipeline testifies before Congress today about how the company handled that major ransomware attack last month that led to gas shortages. Yesterday, the Department of Justice announced it seized more than $2 million worth of ransom that Colonial paid to a Russian hacker group known as DarkSide. Here's Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco speaking to reporters yesterday.
DarkSide and its affiliates have been digitally stalking U.S. companies for the better part of last year, and indiscriminately attacking victims that include key players in our nation's critical infrastructure. Today, we turned the tables on DarkSide.
Meg King is director of the Science and Technology Innovation Program at the Wilson Center. Meg, welcome back.
Thank you.
Details are still emerging here, but we understand about $2 million worth of cryptocurrency recovered. It involved following a digital path and getting a judge's permission. What happened? How did the DOJ do this?
What they've publicly told us is that they are in possession of the private key that is used to sign transactions and spend funds in a cryptocurrency. The point of encryption is that what you are hiding is jumbled up until you have that key. And we don't know exactly how they obtained it. There are a couple of theories. One might be that the hackers were careless and they may have left it somewhere that could have been found. Another theory is that it could have been analyzed because the private key is derived from a unique public key. That would have probably taken a lot more computing power and analysis, but both are possible. And so we know that the Justice Department was able to obtain that information to unlock the funds and transfer them.
Well, according to reporting in the New York Times, they went through this maze of 23 different electronic accounts belonging to DarkSide. They landed on one that a federal judge allowed them to break into. It's not like freezing someone's bank account. You know, this is hard. DarkSide must have been taken by surprise, because isn't Bitcoin supposed to be harder to trace?
There are lots of ways to hack systems, and it usually comes down to human error. It's not like you're actually going to hack the blockchain, because that's just not how it works. But if a human makes a mistake on either end, that's where you can access a system. It's the same concept with the ransomware incident with Colonial, in which this ransom even came about. If someone is able to make a mistake and a hacker is able to take advantage of it, you can get into a system. It's a similar concept.
Right. And now, as to this payment, over the weekend, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm said she opposes people making these kinds of ransom payments, but it's not illegal. We were shocked to see it's even tax deductible. So, question, will this recovery by the DOJ mean that companies may be more likely to pay the ransom, just rely on the government to get it back? And then further, it would keep huge industries' pipelines from being shut down if the payments are made immediately. What's your sense of what might happen now? Will this be taken advantage of, or will we be better off if companies can tell the government and the government can retrieve the money?
Well, hacking by criminal actors tracking them and stopping them by law enforcement is a cat and mouse game. Now that DOJ, the Department of Justice, has announced that they've been able to get these funds back, I believe that hacking and criminal groups will be more careful about how they protect their operational security. So that will make it potentially harder for the Department of Justice and other law enforcement agencies around the world to seize these kinds of assets in the future. And this is not the first time that this has happened. This has happened. The U.S. has seized cryptocurrencies in the past. Other countries have, India and Finland, for example, but not on a huge scale. A second piece to this is the government wants you, no matter what, if you're a company that has a ransomware situation, to report it to the government, not just to get ransom back. But if you report to the government, they can hopefully help assess the situation and identify the best route for your company. And so that's the hope here, is not just that you could get your ransom back. I think that's quite a big risk. The idea is to start way further back. The minute you know you are the victim of a ransomware attack, report it to the U.S. law enforcement.
Well, briefly, you say cat and mouse game. Do you think that's ever going to change?
Yes. If we can get other countries that allow hackers to carry out these attacks from within their borders to prevent them from doing so. And so it is possible, if we have some sort of international agreement to stop ransomware, that we can put a dent in this problem.
Meg King, Director of the Science and Technology Innovation Program at the Wilson Center. Thank you.
Thanks.